my parents were very careful about their retirement, and then the market crashed and they lost more than half of what they had invested. It's got to be some kind of balance there.
I think I've saved and I think I'm good to go, but I'd like a second opinion.
I'm always thinking about a plan B when it comes to retirement and not counting on Social Security.
Something happened in Europe today and it made the market move, and I have no idea what they're talking about. And how does that even affect me?
Hello, Dallas, and good afternoon. This is Retire with Clarity with Nick and Connie Davis. They're the husband and wife team at Stonebridge Financial Group. My name is Doug Harding, and on this show, what we talk about is all about you and your retirement. And their main focus is educating you on your retirement and give you that confidence in your retirement. That is the main goal of this show. You might have questions about something we talk about, or you maybe just have something that's on your mind about your retirement that we may not hit on today's show. You can call us anytime at 214-988-9178. We have team members standing by. Again, that's 214-988-9178. And you can visit the website anytime you want at retirewithclarity.com. Nick and Connie, good afternoon to you. It's great to be with you on the show again. I love doing the show every Saturday with you. How are you?
We're great. Good afternoon, Doug. Listeners, thanks for joining us today. We're looking forward to spending some time with you.
Some beautiful weather last week, too.
Thank God the weather's back.
Yes. Hey, we needed the rain, and hopefully we got all we need for now.
I was driving this week, and I'm like, I love sunshine. Love it.
It was nice. I went out for a walk and a jog, mostly walking because I can't jog that far, and just the sun, having the sun on my face makes everything yes. bad go away.
And I don't sunshine. Know if people have been experiencing this, but the birds have been chirping nonstop here. I have no idea.
Even at night.
Yeah, like at 3 in the morning. It's like maybe somebody can call in and tell us what that's all about. But it's like, man, we must live in a zoo.
It's like they're watch birds. So, yeah. Hey, but I wanted to hit on something because I was mentioning when I was opening up the show, you're a husband and wife team, which is a pretty unique thing in these days. And so you have your business together and you have your family, four kids. You live together, work together, and spend pretty much all of your time together. And I was reading something recently about Paul McCartney, the other famous husband and wife team that in this world. Well, his ex-wife that passed away, Linda McCartney, I read something that they were married for over 20 years and they spent almost all of their time together except for a couple of days. And I thought, that's so weird, but it's really not, because you do too. And I mean, what do you do to maybe kind of get away, or do you just really not feel that need to get away from each other?
It's so funny when you say get away, we're like, well, when we want to get away, it's not really from each other. Yeah. It's from the kids.
Children, business, everything else. Yeah.
So when we get away together. gosh, Doug, I do truly count it a blessing that, you know, Nick and I this year in May will be married 19 years.
Good.
And we truly are best friends. We really love spending time together.
It's not recommended for everybody. I mean, we know so many married couples and they're just like, yeah, you're crazy. There's no way we could ever do that. And I get it. You know, I get it. That the majority of people, this would never work. But, you know, it was definitely tough for the first several years because we didn't know how to compartmentalize. And so now, you know, we leave the house, we go to the office, and we usually leave the office at different times. And it used to be that we worked, you know, when you brought your work home with you.
Right. Now we leave work at work.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's basically kind of like doing a retirement account. Kind of the same thing. It's treating it like your family.
We do compartmentalize sometimes our relationships with our families that we serve here at Stonebridge Financial Group. And many of the families or clients, AKA clients, become friends.
Yeah.
And so we do have to say, okay, this is me talking as a friend. If I text you, it's because we're talking as a friend. But, you know, if we're having a meeting, we're talking about business. People say, I like to come to the office. And I said, why? And they said, because we make better decisions when we're in your office than any other time. So anyway, that's just
true.
A little insight.
A lot of our clients have become friends. Even when I was making some phone calls, reaching out during the earlier part of this year for people to have their annual reviews, several families said, oh, well, we'd much rather come in than do it over the computer because, you know, we want to see you. We want to chat. We want to catch up with what's happening.
I do have to say we got invited. We get invited to go to people's vacation homes all the time.
And the retirement parties.
Retirement parties are fun, but, you know, you get invited to Colorado to go to a cabin or you get invited to
a beach house in Mexico
the other day. Yeah. So that's always fun.
Yeah.
Well, sounds like I need to start up my own financial firm now to just to get some nice
perks.
Vacations. No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, obviously you're doing the right thing and it's great to hear that so many of your clients are inviting you to places and becoming more than just the financial part of your life. Get in touch with Nick and Connie Davis and join the team at Stonebridge Financial Group with any questions or maybe coming to sit down and talk about your portfolio. It's always complimentary, the initial visit. The number is 214-988-9178, 214-988-9178, and retirewithclarity.com is the website. So it is March, and I know that, you know, we're not the biggest sports fans in the world, but I do have to bring up March Madness because the NCAA tournament is about to happen, and it's really exciting. Even if you're not a basketball fan, is filling out the brackets and seeing how many you can get right, and then, of course, we call them bracket busters when there's an upset. I know you two don't really fill out the brackets. I do. But the reason why I'm bringing this up is because I'm going to compare this to retirement.
Okay, and it's going to be good.
Trust me, this is going to be great. This is going to be great stuff here. So you can fill out your bracket, but a lot of times the people with the most success with these brackets is when they totally guess about getting these games right. All right, so see, you're very normal with this. You'll be guessing at it. But as opposed to retirement, you don't really want to guess about your retirement, correct? See, that's where I bring sports and retirement all just for
good
you,
job,
too.
Doug. Good job.
I mean, no matter how hard I try, I just can't be the college basketball guy. So I know it's going to, a lot of our listeners are just like, oh gosh, I can't relate. There are some people who can relate to me. It's like, yeah, we don't like sports either. Well, we like sports, but we just don't follow it. So I'm sorry, can't make all the audience happy. But yeah,
we
but
watch
I'm
our
glad,
kids play sports.
Yeah, Doug, I'm glad that you brought that up because you're able to kind of relate that to what we do because that's very relevant to our listeners right now. That I'm sure a lot of people are doing that.
Mm-hmm. So, what are some lessons between this basketball March Madness and retirement?
Are you asking me what I need to do?
Yeah, Connie, turn it around. Turn it around, Doug.
Jeez.
Yeah, let's make Doug answer a couple questions.
Yeah,
here.
I thought I was the one asking the questions, but yeah, okay. Well, tell you what. Figuring out, we'll go with they have in each bracket, there's four different sections, and there's a one seed, which is the best team.
Okay.
And a 16 seed, which is the team that's 99.99% going to lose that game, the 1-16. So they would be considered a long shot. So I will compare a long shot for the basketball for a long shot for maybe something to invest in, like this, a long shot stock. How
there
about that? As I'm planning for retirement, maybe when I'm younger, I could do the long shot, but maybe as I'm approaching retirement, I want to stay away from the long shot.
I can totally relate to that because if I was, you know, doing that, or if we were in Vegas, I mean, I think I'd be willing to take that risk, right? It's just a game, right? So what are you going to lose if you get it wrong with filling in the brackets?
Nothing.
Yeah. Okay. Big difference.
So what are we going to lose if we make that mistake in retirement
Big
planning?
Difference, yeah.
Right. Exactly.
Good job, Doug.
Bigger stakes.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. So I feel like that I'm in charge of finances, but you two are the professionals. I'm not.
Yeah.
I just, I ask the questions. But no, I appreciate you asking me the questions because you're keeping me on my toes. But the other thing I want to compare it to is, all right, say you have a team, a basketball team. You got five guys, and you just throw them out in the court. They're going to go against, you know, the number one team in the country, and, well, they don't have a coach. So chances are they're not going to be doing very well in that game. But as for retirement, you also need a coach to teach you and coach you and get to that place you need to be in retirement. How about that one?
Well, it is.
There
okay, it's
go.
Great. But what if you don't have a coach and you just Google everything you need to know about it? Can you do it that way? Trick question.
Well,
that's a loaded question. That's a teaching question.
Is that kind of like, you know, I have a headache and I go online to check out WebMD and my symptoms and all of a sudden,
Well, when you're in the middle of the game, you can't look at Google. You have to look at the coach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
unless they have computers on the sideline, which I don't think they'd probably frown upon that. And you got to pay attention to the coach, and he will guide you.
So just like we had a family call in last week, they've been a client with us for a couple of years, and they want to purchase an investment property.
Oh, yeah, in a foreign country.
On the beach.
Condo, yeah.
And so they called us, and they're like, okay, we're thinking about making this purchase. How is it going to affect our
plan,
our future plans? Yeah. Yes. So yeah. they were looking to the coach on the sideline.
Yep. So they're coming in, and we're modeling it out for them. So we're taking their plan in software, helping them to understand, if you pull money from here and do it this way, here's going to be the impact. So this will be interesting, because I have no idea what to expect until we sit down and we look at the impact of their decision together. That's what we help people do every week, is make difficult financial decisions much less difficult.
And that's what we call the results in advance planning. They can see the impact before they actually make the decision.
Can I start calling you coach now? Call you the coach at Stonebridge coach Financial Davis. Group. But I'm glad that we could compare basketball to finances and your retirement, because that's what we talk about on the show, is retirement. We want to get you to that place where you need to be, a comfortable place in retirement. If you're thinking about maybe you need a change in your retirement plan, maybe you need a second opinion on where you're going in your retirement, maybe worth coming in, sitting down with Nick and Connie Davis of Stonebridge Financial Group and talking about it. Maybe get that portfolio x-ray. Everything is always complimentary when you come in and sit down and talk with them. The number is 214-988-9178, 214-988-9178. And as always, at retirewithclarity.com. Coming up next, we're going to be talking about Barbie dolls and inflation. So that's going to be very exciting, along with most parents don't regret this decision, but maybe they should. We'll talk about that next right here on Retire with Clarity with Nick and Connie Davis of Stonebridge Financial Group here on 660 AM, The Answer.
Hey, everybody. There's a reason carpenters don't use meat cleavers and butchers don't use hammers. Whatever you're trying to accomplish, it's critical to have the right tools. So let me ask you, what tools are you using to build your retirement? Hi, this is Nick Davis from the Stonebridge Financial Group, and I want to help you to assemble your retirement toolkit. I have all kinds of tools that will help you determine whether you're ready for retirement, and if not, how to get ready. For example, let's say that you're trying to decide when you should start taking Social Security. I'll customize a report specifically for you, showing you the different claiming strategies that you can use, along with the pros and cons of each one. And I have other tools that explain what you need to know about healthcare plans, RMDs, retirement income, and lots more. I want to give you the resources that you need to build the best retirement possible. So how do you get your personalized retirement toolkit? It's as easy as picking up the phone. Just call my office at 214-988-9178 and tell them you want the retirement toolkit. You heard me talking about it on the radio. That's 214-988-9178. And be sure to visit us online at retirewithclarity.com.
Welcome back to Retire with Clarity with Nick and Connie Davis of Stonebridge Financial Group. I'm Doug Harding, and that would be the Four Seasons with Ragdoll. That came out back in 1964. In fact, that was 5 years after Mattel, they introduced the very first Barbie doll at the annual toy fair in New York. That was in 1959. They did that. And this was something I found kind of interesting about the Barbie doll and this old commercial of Barbie's.
If you had Mattel's Barbie in some of her new outfits, just think of the fun you could have together. You can tell she's Mattel. She's swell.
I don't know about you, but that really, the first time I heard that, creeped me out.
That is creepy.
Scary, yeah.
I don't think I want one of those.
Oh, if you could see our faces, we're like, when we were listening to that, wow.
The scary Barbie doll, that's what it was. But the original ones, they sold for $3 back in 1959. But the good thing about that is they are worth a whole lot more than they were. They could be worth thousands of dollars, the original Barbie dolls. You want to talk about inflation as you're collecting. But, Nick, I know the answer to this question for you, But for Connie, were you ever a collector, or did you even have Barbie dolls when you were much, much younger?
Oh my gosh, I think every girl has had Barbie dolls. I had tons of Barbie dolls. I still have, actually, Barbie dolls from when I was a kid. My mom has a box of Barbie dolls that were hers.
Oh, wow.
That my girls have played with. Yes, everyone's played with Barbie
dolls.
And they're
probably not in collector's condition.
No, no, but no. You know what? Now, when we just cleaned out the attic about a month ago, I came across a Barbie doll that I got for my high school graduation, 1999. And it's still in the box, and it has a gown.
These are now retirement babies. These should now be retirement Barbies. They don't age. Do they age? I mean, maybe they do.
Do you know the thing about people that collect, you know, Barbie dolls, or we're talking different action figures, is I believe they're worth a whole lot more when they're actually in the original box and they're in mint condition. That's where Barbie comes in with thousands of dollars. So maybe the one you have that you got back in 1999 might be worth more, a little bit more than it was back then, because we have inflation.
Maybe. But yeah, inflation is a real deal. And it's something that we talk about day in and day out.
The problem with inflation is, especially when you hear people talking about buying products. So this is going to give you an income that you need for the rest of your life, whatever it is. Okay. Usually it's an annuity. But you know, the problem is inflation's coming against that. And so we have to make sure that whenever you're doing something like that, maybe making a purchase, or you're looking at a sparkly brochure and it promises you these wonderful things that solves your issue today, are you also considering the impact of inflation, you know, when it comes to the use of that product? That's something I see people overlook quite often.
Right. Nick, do you remember, this was a couple of years ago, there was a gentleman, he had, what was it, like $3 million in his yard, right? Know, just buried, say, no, or somewhere.
Yeah, it was in a safe. People do say they haven't buried their backyard a lot.
But people, it wasn't doing him that good, when, especially when you think about inflation.
Yeah.
He was going just
I told him
slowly.
He was going poor slowly. Yeah. So, you know, the reason I bring this up, I mean, we're talking about inflation, we're talking about how things appreciate, you know, you have to think about how money moves in the fiat currency world that we live in, and just making sure that we're able to keep our lifestyle. And so these are very important considerations, you know, and when you look at what's happened to Barbie, it definitely helps to paint that picture for you if you were to fast forward your life 20 years from now.
I have actually one little fun fact about Barbie, since we're talking about Barbie and retirement and inflation. Do you remember, or do you know what Barbie's full name is? I'll give you a hint. Her first name is Barbie.
That's all I've ever known.
No clue.
From
no clue.
Barbie.
Well,
I don't know.
The middle name is really bizarre. I haven't heard this name in years. It's Barbie Millicent Roberts.
Huh.
Wow. So was that the person's actual name who invented Barbie?
I wouldn't be surprised. I don't have that that other fun fact, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's...
I would guess so.
Probably
now
so.
Now you know.
And knowing is half the battle. That's G.I. Joe. That's another action figure we can collect. We can talk about other people and money. Like everybody knows Bill Gates. He probably is doing just fine in his retirement. He is, after all, one of the richest men in the world, if not the richest. But he's a little bit out of touch with pricing certain items. So I found this audio clip where he was on Ellen DeGeneres' show, and she was having some fun with him, seeing if he could price some everyday items at the grocery store. Here's what she was talking about.
When's the last time that you have been at a supermarket?
Long time ago.
Okay. Ooh.
Okay.
Tide Pods. You've been hearing a lot about those lately. What do you think?
$4. No. They want me to go higher.
Yeah.
Let's go with $10. $10.
$19.97. It's expensive to do laundry. It's very costly.
I wouldn't be surprised if Bill Gates actually does his own laundry too. He's a little bit humble like that, but he's a little bit out of touch about pricing things. He doesn't have to worry about it. He'll never have to worry about money for the rest of his life, and good for him, because I'm jealous that he has so much money. The audience, you know, they're laughing because he has obviously no idea how much things cost, but relating this to retirement, isn't that similar to what we'll be dealing with as we're planning for our retirement expenses?
I think that, you know, an interesting correlation here is how oblivious people are to as to what they're really going to spend in retirement. So what Bill Gates just did with these Tide Pods, I see people do every week here in the office. They underestimate what they're going to need for healthcare, or they may come and say, I just need this much because I need this much of my budget. If you really sit down and think about some of these other things that can come up or that you want to do, especially when you stop working and every day is Saturday and you know you see all these shiny objects you want to buy and things you want to do, I think we definitely are very similar to Bill Gates in the way we view our future spending. I really do. So that's how I would relate that.
Yeah.
You know, the other thing could be, to Bill Gates' credit, maybe the last time he checked into reality was many years ago, and that's what Tide Pods would have cost, you know? And so here again, we're talking about inflation. And one of the things that I tell people is, let's talk about Social Security for a moment. Okay, Doug? Mm-hmm. If you want to fight inflation and you want to do it without the stock market, okay, obviously we need stocks, we need a balanced approach to our retirement. However, the cost of living adjustment in Social Security should not be undervalued by any person, rich or poor, just because that's probably the only income that they're going to have that is cost of living adjusted. So when it comes to, you know, figuring out what you need for the future, there's a class I always talk about and I teach about Social Security workshops, is the more Social Security benefit you have, the more cost of living adjusted money you have, and your plan is going to do better. It doesn't matter if you're a multimillionaire or if you've only got $500,000. Everybody that has more cost of living adjustment, their expenses met, they're going to do better because inflation, in my opinion, is definitely going to be something we're all up against in the future.
Social Security and inflation, things to think about as you're planning for retirement. You might be retired right now. Maybe you need an adjustment with your Social Security in your retirement plan. Maybe you're thinking about retirement, or maybe you're in that red zone where you're within a couple of years of retirement and you got some questions about what we just talked about, Social Security and inflation in your retirement. Maybe worth coming in and sitting down and talking about that with somebody. Like I say, maybe get a second opinion on where you're going in your retirement. Nick and Connie Davis and the team members standing by to take your call and try to figure out where you're going to be in retirement. Their number is 214-988-9178. 214-988-9178. You can find out more, too, anytime at retirewithclarity.com. Coming up next, considering the recent tax cuts, is now a good time to do a Roth conversion. We're going to talk about that next here on Retire with Clarity with Nick and Connie Davis of Stonebridge Financial Group, right here on 660 AM, The Answer.
Hey, everybody. There's a reason carpenters don't use meat cleavers and butchers don't use hammers. Whatever you're trying to accomplish, it's critical to have the right tools. So let me ask you, what tools are you using to build your retirement? Hi, this is Nick Davis from the Stonebridge Financial Group, and I want to help you to assemble your retirement toolkit. I have all kinds of tools that will help you determine whether you're ready for retirement, and if not, how to get ready. For example, let's say that you're trying to decide when you should start taking Social Security. I'll customize a report specifically for you, showing you the different claiming strategies that you can use along with the pros and cons of each one. And I have other tools that explain what you need to know about healthcare plans, RMDs, retirement income, and lots more. I want to give you the resources that you need to build the best retirement possible. So how do you get your personalized retirement toolkit? It's as easy as picking up the phone. Just call my office at 214-988-9178 and tell them you want the retirement toolkit. You heard me talking about it on the radio. That's 214-988-9178. And be sure to visit us online at retirewithclarity.com.
Welcome back to Retire with Clarity with Nick and Connie Davis of Stonebridge Financial Group. Find out more at retirewithclarity.com. I'm Doug Harding, and the Rolling Stones starting out this segment. Time is on my side because it's going to be daylight savings. Oh, gosh, what is it? It's tonight, so we're going to spring forward an hour. And so it'll be, how does this go? Is it going to be lighter when we wake up, or is it going to be darker?
I think it's going to be lighter when we wake up because it's going to be an hour earlier.
Mm-hmm. No, it's the light. Spring forward.
Yeah. It's going to be, so, all I know is that when I get off work, it's not going to be dark anymore. And when it's going to be lighter till, 8 o'clock at night, which I like, so I can be outside and not have to
You lose an hour of sleep. That's the main thing. Don't be late for church.
Whatever it is. I know I like daylight savings time because I like more of the daylight time. I remember as a kid, it would be 8 o'clock at night when I was in, elementary school. And I would always get so upset. Like, why am I going to bed? It's so light outside. Our kids say the same thing.
It's a good example of how we have a hard time turning a big ship around because, that was implemented, during World War I or World War II, I believe. I heard a story. Was there one state, I think New Mexico, that refuses to abide by it? But there's really not a practical reason for it, but we still do it.
Not anymore, yeah.
It was like a farming thing, I believe, wasn't it? Okay. So they could farm more, something like that?
Maybe.
Something to do with, yeah. I don't know. We'll have to look it up and have a fun fact for a future show.
Okay, we'll Google that. But I won't do it during the show because you're the coach here coaching us about retirement, so I will pay my full attention, as you should too, because you've got some great information about your retirement. That's what we do on the show, is talk about retirement as you're nearing or maybe even in retirement. Nick and Connie Davis of Stonebridge Financial Group. Anytime, get in touch with them with your questions about your retirement at 214-988-9178. 214-988-9178. And also find out more info about them too at retirewithclarity.com. I've heard people say that the recent tax cuts have prompted them to consider converting their retirement accounts to a Roth IRA. Now, financial author Patrick Kelly agrees there are some benefits to this.
I think the Roth IRA is a fantastic tool. It allows you to do just what we talked about here, pay taxes today, not worry about having to pay taxes later on your growth. However, there are some issues with that. Obviously, being able to get at the money is a little bit challenging based on your age. Also, the places that you can put your money to get that kind of return, unfortunately, also present the opportunity for risk.
So Patrick is a very smart guy. I've listened to this guy. I've read some of his books, too. So what's he? What kind of risk is he talking about right here?
Well, I think people are fascinated hearing about Roth conversions and Roth IRAs. It's probably one of the most common questions we hear is, what is the difference between, traditional IRA and Roth? Even though you explain it, we just don't grasp it for some reason. I mean, for some of our listeners, it seems simple, but I'm surprised at how many people really feel like it's a mystery. And one of the important things to understand is, just because somebody says it's a great idea, it doesn't mean it's great for you. I had somebody in here last week, and one of the things we do when we're building a plan for somebody is we need to rule out, should you do Roth conversions? And because if you do, you're going to be paying taxes on that money because of the back end benefit that you don't have to take required minimum distributions. You can allow that to defer longer. But this lady was single, okay? And I actually put these recommendations in her plan in writing, and I said, Roth conversions would actually make a big deal for you. However, you're single, okay? And the emotional impact of paying those taxes now may, you're not going to get the utility. There's a technical term, utility from the money. You're not going to enjoy it as much. So, even though it makes mathematical sense for you, maybe it doesn't make emotional sense. So for each person, it is very case by case. I find very few advisors actually can clearly point out whether a person should do Roth conversions or not. I don't know why that is, but I feel like that's something every single person should consider, especially now with the new change in the tax law, because now once you make that decision, you can no longer go back, whereas previously you could, undo that decision through certain rules, but those have now gone away. So it's an important consideration. So for many people, Doug, I know we've talked about this book called The Power of Zero.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great book, and it talks about getting to the lowest tax bracket possible through doing Roth conversions, and also considering how much money you're putting in your 401k and a couple of other different things that you're doing, and how you can kind of gauge yourself to pay the least amount of taxes possible. You need to pay your fair share, but I think we're all understanding that this is a unfortunate game that we have to play to pay our fair share, because it's just not, it's not fair for everybody. So that book, we have it here. It's a great read.
The Power of Zero. What the book does is once it gets you down to the lowest tax bracket, and I've had a number of people that I've talked to that have read this personally, and it's helped them out immensely. The Power of Zero, all about your taxes. We've got five copies of that book right now to give out if you call 214-988-9178. 214-988-9178. And again, get your own copy, and it'll help you out. It won't take you too much time to read in your spare time. It's called The Power of Zero. So it's up to you to contribute to your 401k and begin working with a financial planner sooner than later. But according to the TV show, the doctors, one guy did not get the memo.
So a Vancouver doctor, get this. He sent a two-page letter to patients asking them to sponsor his retirement. Yeah. He also wrote, any amount will be of help to me. Perhaps $20 to $30 a month on your credit card could work for you.
Go Drew, go Drew.
Okay, now, I don't know if I believe that or not, but... I mean, that's pretty bizarre. A doctor doing that, and I mean, Nick and Connie, how do we avoid being that guy?
Well, you know, the key word here is, you know, working sooner rather than later, because time is one of those things that we can control, right? That can help us put things in our corner. You know, that reminds me, I see a lot of high income, low net worth people. And so, you know, there was a book that really inspired Connie and I when we were younger, which was called The Millionaire Next Door.
Great book.
And yes. I believe it was by Thomas J. Stanley. He passed away a few years ago, but he did a study on millionaires and kind of, you know, how they acted, how they behaved. And he came up with a term called high income, low net worth people. And so a lot of professionals, you know, they may be really highly paid, used to a really great lifestyle, and they didn't actually figure out how, you know, especially when your company takes away the pension. I know people in the airline industry have seen, you know, pensions get shifted. Mm-hmm. We don't realize that when we get, you know, no longer is the employer responsible, but you're responsible. We underestimate what mountain of money that's going to take for us to be able to stop working. So time would be on your side there, because the more time you have, the less risk you have to take and the less money you got to put away. And I'm saying all this, Doug, because you know, we're compassionate people here. We like to help people. Most of our families are well saved and well prepared. However, many people come in and they say, you know, I've done a pretty good job, but I really don't think I'm all the way there. And I've got 5 years to get it done and I'm ready to get aggressive. How do I do that? And that's where we'll actually come in and say, you need to do exactly this and help them to understand what they need to do. But many times they leave feeling optimistic because they're able to see, oh, we don't have to end up like this doctor we're just talking about.
Mm-hmm. And that's what you do. You create plans. I mean, not everybody's plan is exactly the same. And so, you know, I always get this feeling about when you talk about that guy we were just talking about needing to come in and be a little aggressive. I almost get the impression that people are fearful about their retirement, maybe thinking, well, okay, well, my plan's not as good as this guy's plan, and you know, I'm just not going to worry about it right now. The fear of their retirement plan, do you ever come across that?
I do, and one of the fears that just popped into my head as you were talking, Doug, is we have really good friends, we like to vacation together every year, and I don't really know what they have, they don't know what I have, but what if I can't afford to keep going on vacations with them?
Yeah.
You know, that's a very legitimate fear that we've seen, or one family has a crisis and the other family doesn't. And so these are very real conversations. And I think the truth is much more of a liberator than sitting down and not really believing the sunshine that's getting blown in your face. You know, mm-hmm. We're not blowing sunshine in your face here. We have very real conversations. And I think that's more freeing to people. I mean, last week, out of all the conversations I had, there were two very difficult conversations. And I just said, okay, we just talked about the truth. How are you doing? And it was like, you know, I'm actually doing good. You really have helped me. My eyes are wide open. If you would have told me something else, I wouldn't have believed you. And, you know, so I think that is probably the most important conversation a person can have.
Yeah, reducing the fear in retirement. I think that's perfect for what a lot of people are thinking out there right now. They have a lot of fear. They need that reduced and maybe worth coming in and talking about. It's kind of like, you know, the fear of going to the doctor. Well, maybe do I need to tell him about my knee that's hurt? I don't know. It might be something worse and I'm just fearful of what can happen. But then again, it might just be something very minor. It's kind of the similar to your retirement plan, reducing that fear in retirement. Maybe come and sit down with Nick and Connie Davis and reduce your fear as you're nearing or approaching retirement. Their number is 214-988-9178, 214-988-9178. And it's always complimentary to come and sit down and talk about where you're going in your retirement. Also, retirewithclarity.com is the website. Coming up next, we're going to tell you why savers haven't benefited, even though the Fed has raised interest rates 5 times. We'll talk about that next here on Retire with Clarity with Nick and Connie Davis of Stonebridge Financial Group here on 660 AM, The Answer.
Hey, everybody, there's a reason carpenters don't use meat cleavers and butchers don't use hammers. Whatever you're trying to accomplish, it's critical to have the right tools. So let me ask you, what tools are you using to build your retirement? Hi, this is Nick Davis from the Stonebridge Financial Group, and I want to help you to assemble your retirement toolkit. I have all kinds of tools that'll help you determine whether you're ready for retirement, and if not, how to get ready. For example, let's say that you're trying to decide when you should start taking Social Security. I'll customize a report specifically for you, showing you the different claiming strategies that you can use along with the pros and cons of each one. And I have other tools that explain what you need to know about healthcare plans, RMDs, retirement income, and lots more. I want to give you the resources that you need to build the best retirement possible. So how do you get your personalized retirement toolkit? It's as easy as picking up the phone. Just call my office at 214-988-9178 and tell them you want the retirement toolkit. You heard me talking about it on the radio. That's 214-988-9178. And be sure to visit us online at retirewithclarity.com.
This is Retire with Clarity with Nick and Connie Davis of Stonebridge Financial Group. I'm Doug Harding. RetireWithClarity.com is the website. It's you too. And we first heard that song, I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For, this week back in 1987. And U2 frontman Bono told Rolling Stone magazine that the song was an anthem of doubt more than faith. So I always thought that it was about faith because U2's always had that kind of Christian background. So we're going to kind of relate this into retirement. So Nick and Connie, when you sit down with somebody for the first time, do they generally have doubts about retirement or do they seem positive and confident about their retirement?
Doug, I would have to say that generally pretty much every family that comes in here comes because they have doubts. Whether those doubts are, you know, I feel confident that I've done fairly well, but I still, you know, I'm not 100% confident. It also can be, you know what, I have a financial planner, but I'm not confident. I feel like maybe there's something that they're not telling me, or I'm not seeing a piece to the puzzle. Something just doesn't seem right. So they'll come see us. Or a lot of times as well, we'll have people saying, I'm coming because I want a second opinion.
Yep. You know, there's the old saying, I love this saying, but dogs know who to bark at.
So what do you mean?
Well, they know if something just doesn't seem right. And yeah. And so they kind of go with their gut. They go with their intuition on, you know, getting the data that they need, getting the information that they need. But I find that the smartest people actually doubt the most. And just that probably is what caused them to, you know, put some of the things in place that they have already put in place and just furthering their education by coming to see us.
Yeah, we talk about the second opinion. You know, I always live by my gut. If I feel something in my gut's not right, then usually it isn't right. And you don't want to be wrong about your retirement and putting that off. And we, like I said, we've talked about many, many times is getting that second opinion on your portfolio. Maybe it's good to have another set of eyes on where you're going in your retirement because you don't want to go against that gut feeling and then it being too late. So a second opinion might be worth your time. Come in and sit down with Nick and Connie Davis at Stonebridge Financial Group and get that second opinion and go over your portfolio and get you to a place where you're confident in your retirement. We say that repeatedly, but I think that's the greatest way to explain what you do is being confident in your retirement. Their number is 214-988-9178, 214-988-9178. They have team members standing by in case you have questions about your retirement, or you want to come in and sit down and figure out where you are in your retirement. So a leading congressman complained recently that the Fed has raised interest rates 5 times, yet banks are still paying their customers next to nothing in interest. First off, why is that? And second, is there anything else we can do with our savings to earn more than what the banks are offering?
Well, this is an interesting question. You know, I look at our bank statements, right? Our, you know, checking and savings, and they have a little tiny baby interest. And every month it's like, oh, I have a few extra pennies. Yay.
Makes
not very exciting.
I think people are hopeful. I mean, they, for many years, I mean, I found this to be true, like in 2009, 2010, 2011, people were waiting for the Fed to raise the interest rates because they were hoping they could get, you know, better safe money, right? They wanted CDs. They wanted, they're thinking maybe this will come back. And what they don't realize is typically they, you know, the Fed raises interest rates 5 times before the banks raise CDs one, you know, once. Typically is that's the saying. Well, yeah, they haven't yet. That probably has to do with anticipation of the future, you know, the expectation of, you know, things to come. You know, Doug, you bring up a great point, and that is, where can we get better rates of return? We're all looking for rates of return. Mm-hmm. And I gently coach people to understand that it's a deeper question than rates of return. Yes, that's important, but the overall use of your money, the overall plan is important, because you can find rates of return where your money is not usable. For instance, you know, you may have a employer-sponsored plan that guarantees you 5% growth every year on your money until you spend it. Well, you've got that growth, you just don't have the use of it right now. So I'm trying to shift people's minds into seeing the overall plan is your best bet, more than if you start chasing returns, you're going to fail, because I just don't think we can look for things in the way that we've looked for them in the last 20, 30 years. It's not your grandparents' retirement anymore.
They don't have pensions anymore either. So let me ask this question real quick about what we've been talking about and figuring out, you know, what, like we say, what to do with, you know, what's in the savings. And when I come in, I'm a new client and I want to come and sit down with you, what's that going to be like when I come in? Maybe I'm feeling like I don't have enough money, or, you know, I'm not good enough or something like that. My finances aren't good enough. I have that fear. What's it like coming in and sitting down with you all for the first time?
First part of the conversation is always, we have the same conversation every time. It's, tell me big picture what you're doing, and then I'm going to just help you to understand who we are and how you probably would go about getting your questions answered. And it's just a very simple, casual conversation. People usually feel, and at the end of every first meeting, I always ask this one question, and I learned this many years ago, and it's been so helpful to me, and it's a very awkward question, okay? And I always ask, what value are you taking away from this conversation? And it forces them to think, well, what value am I taking away? And it might be that they found a better way of doing Social Security, and they'll say that. Or they'll say, I think I found a way where you guys put me in control of my plan, but you're the ones educating me on how to do it. Mm-hmm. Where I feel like you're not telling me what to do, but you're showing me how you guys can do it, or we can do it together. And those are typically some of the pieces of feedback. Yeah, usually we invite people to a second meeting where we'll have a plan built out for them based on their current portfolio, a stress test on their current holdings to kind of show them, you know, this is your risk adjusted return, and here's just maybe anything we see. And ultimately, it leads people to a pathway of making decisions in their retirement based on a plan, not talking about stocks and bonds and annuities. Instead, we want to make our decisions based off of what a plan tells us, a living document, rather than calling the advisor who has a pile of stocks and bonds and says, hey, Mr. Advisor, Mrs. Advisor, can I buy that boat? And your advisor says, well, we've had a good year this year, go ahead. And what happens is we're making decisions emotionally for the rest of our lives. And all the studies say that people are underspending their money for fear of running out, because they either trust an advisor in this pile of stocks and bonds for the rest of their life, or they put way too much money into an annuity. Annuities are not bad. They're not evil. They just have to be used correctly. And either way, we lead people down that path that it's much better to make the decision from the plan, not emotionally.
And also, you know, you focus on pensions, 401ks, 403bs, life insurance, estate and tax planning, and also Social Security planning. And if that is something that you are listening to right now and thinking you need some help with that, you can sit down with Nick and Connie Dave. It's always complimentary. And it's at Stonebridge Financial Group. The number is 214-988-9178. 214-988-9178. And as always, too, at retirewithclarity.com. I'm Doug Harding. On behalf of Nick and Connie Davis of Stonebridge Financial Group, thank you so much for spending part of your Saturday with us here on Retire with Clarity on 660 AM, The Answer.
Everybody, thanks for listening. Make sure you're not late for church tomorrow with the daylight savings time, and we'll see you here next week.
And this is Connie Davis, and we will have team members standing by for the next couple of minutes to take any of your calls. Have a great day.
Nick Davis is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, Inc., SEC registered investment advisor. Stonebridge Financial, Retirement Wealth Advisors, and KSKY are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specializing in the fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information to their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested.